Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Fintech News Update by Connecting the Dots in Fintech. My name is René van Pelt. It's March 10th of 2023. And today we discuss Realtor's announced sale, Better.com's SPAC and lots of funding news. But before we start, today's episode was brought to you by ZotaPay. ZotaPay is a payment service provider that connects global businesses with emerging markets through their unique payment technology, the MetaGate, enabling a seamless local consumer experience for global brands in any currency. Learn more about ZotaPay on their website, zotapay.com. That's ZOTAPAY.com, zotapay.com. And we'll continue to the episode. And we start off with Realtor, because the embedded finance platform has today announced that it has been purchased and recapitalized by a consortium led by D Squared Capital, and that a change of control has been agreed with the Financial Conduct Authority of the UK. This ensures business continuity for Realtor's customers and more than 5 million end users. Realtor will remain headquartered in the City of London. And we go on to Better.com, because digital mortgage lender Better.com's SPAC deal with Aurora Acquisition Corp recently got a new lease on life, extending its timeframe to close the transaction through the end of Q3 2023. Without the extension, the transaction would have had to close by today. Further investigation by TechCrunch has turned up an interesting fact in the interim. Even if the Better.com SPAC combination closes, the transaction has been all but neutered from a cash perspective. Next up, British Business Bank has unveiled a £70 million fund to invest in small businesses' growth in Northern Ireland. The Northern Ireland Fund will launch in the autumn and supply equity investments up to £5 million and loans ranging from £25,000 to £2 million. Ken Cooper, MD of Venture Solutions at British Business Bank, said, "The overall levels of equity investment and also private debt lending remain much lower than Northern Ireland's share of the UK's small business population. Hence, we'll be working closely with the local small business finance ecosystem to ensure the fund provides support to innovative, ambitious business owners across the country." And we go on to Yotti, because Lloyds Banking Group has invested £10 million in digital identity company Yotti, an investment which supports the development of innovative technology to keep people safe online, tackle the ever-growing risks of identity fraud, and give people more control over their personal data. The investment from Lloyds Banking Group will support Yotti's development of a new reusable digital identity proposition that will complement Yotti's existing solution. Set to launch this year, this will give users a more private, secure, and convenient way to prove their identity. And we go on to Monet, because Monet secures 6.5 million Series A funding led by Tiger Global to support the mission of becoming the single source of truth for fintech decision making globally. By providing fintechs and financial institutions with an innovative modern global infrastructure, Monet empowers its clients to more efficiently and accurately leverage data to make decisions throughout the life cycle of their customers, from onboarding to credit underwriting to all aspects of account transactions. And we go on to Germany, because Berlin-based early-stage VC La Familia, backer of Dill, Personio and Forto and led by two female partners, has raised €255 million. The capital will be spread across a third seed fund and a new €90 million growth fund, the fund's first to back companies post-Series B. Since 2019, the VC has financed 70 companies at the seed stage across Europe and the US, including DataOps cloud platform Y42, carbon management software Sweep, and machine learning-driven demand forecasting software Bionomics. With its third seed fund of €165 million, La Familia plans to make initial investments of up to €5 million in early-stage B2B startups. An example of a company that the new seed fund has already backed is Ethan.ai, a Zurich-based quality management platform. And we go on to Canada, where banking-as-a-service startup Synctera has raised an additional $15 million to help companies launch embedded banking products in Canada. In June of 2021, Synctera raised $33 million in a Series A round led by FinVC. As part of the latest funding announcement, Synctera is also announcing that it is partnering with the National Bank of Canada to help companies launch fintech apps and embedded banking products in the country. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. Check out our website at ctd.fm. That's ctd for connecting the dots.fm. And we'll be back on Monday with another episode. Have a good weekend. Cheers.